This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I am rejoicing today to get to talk about this story that comes through Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child. I personally have been doing shoeboxes for many, many years, and it's always been a blessing. And the stories is what grabs your heart. I know you want to hear a story. So I get to talk to this special young man. Bonnie Kabuka is his name. And he has a story to tell you about how a shoebox helped him. But first, I want to say welcome, Bonnie. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me, as a child, where this started. What was life like for you growing up?
So I'm originally from Uganda, and Uganda is one of the poorest countries in the whole world. I grew up in a very poor family where my dad couldn't have the smallest basic needs in our house. We're talking about soap. And I remember we had one bar of soap that we used in the kitchen, and it's the same soap we use in the bathroom because my dad couldn't have enough money to have even those smallest needs. Even fire, we didn't have a matchbox. And I usually tell this story to my friends that we'll go to a neighbor's house and just get a coal of fire to take to your house so you can light. So I grew up in a very poor family, but I had friends that came from decent families that I admired who had a better life than mine.
Okay.
And that kind of comparison pushed me into learning some of their behaviors, which involved stealing, because I would steal things to satisfy my needs that I could not get from my parents. So childhood was really a struggle, and dealing with stealing and changing my life, it was all included in that. Yep.
So you were stealing as a child because you didn't have what you needed. And then I understand a store owner forgave you and just asked you not to steal again. And so you were given grace. God started seeing your life already. And then when did Operation Christmas Child with the shoebox come into your life?
So I grew up going to Sunday school. My dad is a pastor and my mom was my Sunday school teacher.
Oh.
And this one time, it was my Sunday school. And Sunday school was always my favorite time because we would go sing songs, play games. And so we was a normal Saturday and we were hanging out playing. And they told us it was a special day. And we all wondered what kind of special day it was because for us, every day was the same. And they told us we're going to receive gifts. And then we saw this truck come and they bring these boxes. They bring them up front and we're all sitting in there. And when they told us we were receiving gifts, we were so excited.
Aww.
We just couldn't wait to lay our hands on those gifts so they'll call you by your name, come up front and pick up your box. But when you got your box, you wouldn't open it till everybody in the room had their boxes. And even when everybody had their boxes, you still wouldn't open it because they had to do a countdown from 1 to 3.
Oh,
now,
my.
Now, that felt like they were counting from 1 to 1,000.
Felt
because
like forever.
Because when you have the box in your lap, you just want to open it.
Yes.
So it was really a special moment, and it was really a life-changing moment.
Wow. So all of the kids, including you in that room, just were probably giggling, laughing, and joyful, right?
And screaming.
Screaming. I love it. How did that make you feel when you opened a shoebox that someone else put some goodies in? How did that make you feel?
So actually, when we were receiving the boxes, they told us, they read from the Bible and told us about John 15:13, that someone lays down his life for his friends. And they're teaching us about the love of Jesus, that he laid his life down for us to be changed. And somebody loves us, that they packed these shoeboxes for us. And they did in a tangible way that we can feel that love or even touch that love through the shoebox, because we grew up in a country that we did not receive gifts for birthdays. I didn't even know we received gifts for Christmas until I came to the United States when I was about 21 years old.
Really?
And I got my shoebox when I was 8. So that wasn't a thing. So for us to have that, it put love or it planted a seed of love in my heart. When I received that shoebox, it was like how we say, a tangible way to show a kid the love of God.
Your story, your testimony, Bonnie, has been such a blessing. And what would you say to someone that's thinking about putting a shoebox together? Why is it important?
It's really important because, like, just like me, when somebody gave me the shoebox, it planted a seed of love in my heart. Because even at a young age of 8 years old, it showed me the love. I didn't have money to pay back to the person who gave me the shoebox. So that changed my life. And I feel like it does the same way to many other kids. When I received my shoebox, some of my favorite things in the shoebox were stickers. I'd never seen stickers in my life.
Really? You never seen stickers? Oh my.
I was 8 years old. I'd never seen stickers. I didn't even know what you use stickers for. And I remember when I opened my shoebox, I was like, so what do I do with this thing? I didn't know what to do. Nobody else seemed to know what to do with this. So I ended up just decorating those stickers on my face.
Oh.
And I had the biggest smile that went all the way to my ears. But wow. Those stickers had memory verse scriptures to that.
Wow.
Those scriptures have helped to change my life till today. Helped me stay strong in my faith with God.
Yeah. That is so beautiful. So you see, whenever you put something in that shoebox, it's going to a child somewhere around the world that hasn't had a gift, didn't know about gifts, and God's love, the greatest gift. And so Bonnie's example here is why you want to fill up a shoebox or go online and fill up a shoebox. You can do it that way too. If you want to know more, there's still time for you to fill a shoebox. You have till Monday, which is the 25th, or you can go online. Everything you need to know is on my Conversations link. Just click on that link, star883.com.